The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belong to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. Remember the word I spoke to you. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Huh? Oh, I'm like, what's going on? We're in mass, people. Come on. I thought I missed something, but thank you. Thank you very much. You know, this gospel is a reminder to all of us that sometimes in life we're going to face people that don't like us. And it's interesting, as we strive to do the good thing in life and do the right thing, sometimes it's those that we least expect are going to not like us even more. My guess is maybe some of your family members right now think you're crazy for being at Mass on Saturday morning, right? I have some cousins who, if I walk into a family party, they trust me, they go the other way, because here's that priest, right? So every once in a while, we need a rude awakening, because life at times can be very hard. And Jesus is giving us great comfort in this gospel, because he's telling us, the end of the day, if you're doing the right thing and you're following God and you're trying to be a good person every day, he's reminding you that he will bless you abundantly for that. So my dear friends, if people don't like you, but you're striving every day to be a good person, may your reward be great in heaven. Now, sometimes some of the nastiest people could be our own families. There's never a nasty Catholic, I'm sure, at Holy Family, right? We all get along all the time, as if it would be that easy, my dear friends. So we have a decision to make. We could follow Jesus to heaven and follow what his teachings are, or we could be so worried about what the world thinks of us that we sell out who we are as disciples of Christ. So let us stay focused on what's important, which is following Jesus to heaven. And every single one of you is so very good. I want to remind you that you wouldn't be here right now on a Saturday morning, you know. So let's pause right now and let's pray for those people in our life that we have conflict with, or maybe we struggle to love. And let's pray for them, and let's be reminded that the only thing that matters at the end of the day is how God sees us and how we live our lives. So let us pray for those right now that we struggle to love, and let's pray in a special way for those who struggle to love us.